Therefore, the husband is also believed to say, you should know, even though I gave you the get, true, but I also paid you a ksuba. That's why now Mishnah is better. When does Rav say when the wife comes with a ksuba? She gets the tosefes. That's if I call upon him, she could prove it, that she received the get. Even though she says she lost the get, but she has edim that she was megareshes. Our Mishnah that says she gets nothing, and somehow she doesn't even have edim. We, Bechlal, do not know she got a get. Who is telling us she got a get? The husband. So therefore, the husband has an eagle to be believed that we say he's not lying when he says he paid her up everything. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He should have said, I didn't give her a get at all. So therefore, here in our Mishnah is good why she doesn't collect anything. Yeah. So Mariusto, Hamidik Tani Seifa. Since the end of the Mishnah says like this, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer min Hasakana v'yeluch, after there's a Makam Hasakana, that the Goyim did not let the Jews do mitzvahs, and if a person wrote up a get or wrote a prosbul, they rip it up right away. Afterwards, they're afraid to hold on to it. It's a Sakana to hold on to it. So from then on, the Locher is Isha Goyvuk Subasa Shloi Beget. Even though the Isha does not have a get, we trust her. We say for sure she had a get, but she was afraid of the guy and she ripped it up right away. So therefore she has a right to collect the ksuba. U'balchoyiv shloi the prosbul. Who adin a balchoyiv also collects his money even after Shemitah, even though he doesn't have a prosbul. He has a right to say, listen, I wrote up a prosbul, but I was afraid of the guy and I ripped it up right away. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah. That min hasakana v'yelech, after we're afraid of the goyim, then we believe them what they're saying, that she says she had a get, but she ripped it up. We believe her. Mishum hasakana, she did that. So Baal Chayv says, I had a prosbul, but I ripped it up. We believe him. So, l'chura tzakasha, why? Why does she receive a ksuba? If we're talking about now, the Mishnah's talking about, where there's no edim that she received a get, so we bechlal don't know she got a get. So again, we have a migul to believe the husband. So why in the sefer the Shimon Gamliel say, I don't care if it's a makom sakana. So what if it's a makom sakana? But there's still a migul to believe the husband that he paid her up already the ksuba. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. The svar still is here. He could have said he didn't give her a get at all. So Gemara says, Enechnami, the sefer is talking about b'di'ika ede gershon askinon. The sefer, the Mishnah is talking about there are edim here. She does have edim that she received a get. Since there are edim that she received a get, therefore the husband doesn't have his migu anymore. That's why she has a right to collect the money. All right, then. So more is because if there's no edim gershin, but my griya. What could she collect? So l'chur, we're talking about what? That there are edi gershin over here. So l'chur, it's a bit sumadna. If the Seif is talking about there's edi gershin, how could the Reish of the Mishnah be talking about there are no edim there? So this is l'kasha. It's one Mishnah. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, el kula Rav Shimon Gamliel hi. Really, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'll tell you. V'chasurei nechzer, something is missing. V'ochi katoni. This is the way it should be learned in our Mishnah. Harei elo lo yifara. These people cannot collect the money. If the Isha does not have a get, she cannot collect the money. If the Baal Chayv does not have his prosbul, he cannot collect his money. B'nei dvar mamurim, when is this said that they cannot collect? Kishen shom edi gershin. When there are no edi gershin there. So that's why we believe the husband. The husband has a migru. The husband is saying, you should know, true I gave you a get, but I paid you up the ksuba already. She has no get, she only has the ksuba. So he believed the husband, because the husband wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I never gave you a get. That's when the Mishnah says, lo yifara, she can't collect. Avol yeshem edi gershin, but let's say there are edi gershin there, she can prove it that she did receive a get, even though she lost the get. But she has edim, she can prove it. That the husband gave her a get, then the locher is gevia. She collects tosefes. She collects the extra amount of money because she has a ksuba. She collects the tosefes. The ikur, but their original $200 of the ksuba, imas kogita gevia. If she could bring out a get, then she collects it. V'iloi loy mafkogita. If she does not pull out the get, like via, she does not collect it. It's not much like Rav says, that when an isha brings out her get, that's when she gets the ikir haksuba. When she brings out the ksuba, she gets the tesefis. That's what we're talking about over here. That if she has a digershin, and she shows her ksuba, she collects the tesefis, the extra money. But the ikirak suba, that she can't collect until she brings out a get. If she does, she gets it. If not, not. Now, the Mishnah ends off, Omen asakona v'yeloch, after the times when the Goyim made problems for the Jews, they can't do mitzvahs, so they're afraid to hold on to a get, so it's a normal thing to lose a get. Afagav deloy maskugito, even though she does not bring out a get, still givia, she has a right to collect the ikir of the ksuba. Why? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel himself says that misakona v'yeluch, after the time when the Goyim made a sakona for the Jews to do mitzvahs, so therefore an isha is afraid to hold on to a get. Isha goy v'ksubos v'shloy v'get. An isha has now a right to collect the money even without a get, because it's true she has a right to say she lost it. We're not afraid she's holding on to it, because it's a sakona to hold on to it. So therefore we believe her that she ripped it up. Therefore, she has a right to collect the ikirak suba even without the get. Same thing, obal choiv shlei the prusbul. Obal choiv now, even though it's right after Shemitah, and even though he doesn't have his prusbul to prove that Shemitah was not meshamatit, still we say most probably he did make a prusbul, just he was afraid of the goyim, so he burnt it. But I call upon him, he's never to say he has a prusbul, and he could collect the money. That's Pshana Mishnah, that the old Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel, and still there's no Kash on Rav. Mor says, now Amri Lei, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Rav. Rav Kana and Rav Asi both said to Rav, Lididoch, according to you, Rav, the Amrit that you say, get, when an Isha takes out a get, Goyver Ika, she collects the Ika, the $200 of the Ksuba. Almona minan Asuyin, Fretz Gemara, V'magviya. If so, an amon min a nesuyin, an isha that had nesuyin, and then the husband died. So the husband died, she has a right to collect the ksuba, but there's no get involved. The husband didn't give her a get. So in such a case, true, she has a ksuba. But according to you, Rav, you're telling me now, an isha never collects the ikur, the $200 of the ksuba, unless she shows a get. So what's going to be in a case where the husband died? She's an amona. We know that's the case also, she collects a ksuba. How does she collect a rik ksuba? She doesn't have a get. Yes, amona min anasuyin b'magiviya, how does she collect a ksuba? So Marian says, enachnami b'edim isa. If she can bring edim that her husband died, so that's another reason to collect a ksuba. So she collects the ikra ksuba even without a get. Marian says, kasha, why? For Lechus, let's be afraid though, that Dilma Girsha, maybe really the husband gave her a get before he died. And now she's collecting the ksuba because she has eidim that her husband died. Or we should be afraid if Bezdin lets her collect the money now, we should be afraid later, O Mafka Legita O Gviya Bey, that she'll go ahead and collect the second time. She'll bring out a get next month to another Bezdin saying, listen, here's the get. True, my husband died, but before he died, he gave me a get. I want to collect the ikirak suba. Since there's such a locha that with a get, you always collect the ikirak suba, we have to be afraid that an amona, min anasuyin, how does she collect the suba? With eidim misa alone, we should be afraid then. She'll collect twice. She'll collect with the eidim misa, and she'll also collect with a get. So Marin says, v'yashev es tachas baila. We're talking about a case where we know for sure they were living together until he died. So therefore, we know there was no get involved. So therefore, the only reason she could collect the ksuba is because the husband died. So if she has Eidim Misa, she'll collect the ksuba. Fred Gemara still, the Dilma may be Samach L'Misa Girsha. How do you know? Maybe right before he died, he wrote her a get. He fought, maybe, even though they liked one another, but the husband maybe didn't want his wife to fall Yibum, or for some other reason he gave her a get. So still we should always be afraid. How could she collect the ksuba with the Eidim Misa? Let's be afraid she also has the ksuba. She also has a get. The husband gave her a get before he died. Have the Gemara in such a case, If a husband does a thing like that, he's losing out. In other words, a husband shouldn't do a thing like that, right? Before he dies, if he knows he's going to die, he shouldn't go around and get to his wife, because he's going to lose out then. Then he knows that maybe his wife will collect two times. So if so, he shouldn't have done it. So that's a sworn affair that the husband does not give his wife a get right before he dies. So therefore, if we knew they were living together until he died, Kamat, so then it's okay, we're not a choshish that the husband gave her a get before. So in this case, she has a right to collect. She has a right to collect with Eidim Issa. For the Gemara, Almona min Erisin b'may gviya, that's good if they're living together. What about if they only had Erisin, and they were not living together, and then the husband dies 3 months later? So how does she collect the ksuba b'may gviya? The Eidim Issa, what do you want to tell me? She'll bring Eidim that her husband died. That's why she collects the ksuba. But maybe the husband gave her a get before he died, and here they weren't living together. So how do we know he didn't give her a get? And if he did give her a get, we'll have to be afraid she'll collect twice. She's going to collect once with the Eidim Issa and once with the get. Ella, the Gemara's teretz is Ella b'mokem d'layevsha kasrina and shayver. Avad, in the case where we have no choice, where we're afraid that maybe she'll collect twice. There's no way to counteract there. Of course, we write a receipt. That's what here also. And Amonim and Erison, if she brings Eidim that the husband died and she wants to collect the ksuba, Avada Bezdin lets her collect the money, but Bezdin makes her write a receipt to the Yorshim. Then in case she'll come later with a get to collect a second time, the Yorshim are going to have a receipt saying we already paid you up. Mazadila, Teimach, if you don't tell me like this, Eidim Misa Gufayu. Every time you have Eidim that said the husband died, Nechush, Dilma Mafki Eidim Issa Bahai Beit Dina, Ogvia. Let's say, forget about there's a get. There's no get involved. Stam and Isha comes with Eidim to Bezdin that her husband died, and she wants to collect the ksuba. So let's be afraid today she'll go to one Bezdin, saying, listen, my husband died, I want a ksuba. For her, then, and then a month later, Mafki Beit Dina, Acharin, she'll go to another Bezdin with the same two Eidim, saying, you should know, my husband died, I want to collect my ksuba. So what stops her from doing that? Ugviya, Ella, what do you have to say? Ella vadai b'mokim de lo yevsha kasvin and shaver. If there's no other counteract to stop her from collecting twice, of course, and everybody agrees, we do write a receipt. The only machlokes, if we write a receipt or not, is there's a way out. The way out is don't pay the money until the person gives you back the shtar. By a move until he first gives you back the shtar. By a get until she first gives you back the get. By a ksuba until she first gives you back the ksuba. But in the case where there's no way to stop her from collecting a second time, then everybody agrees we do write receipts. So therefore we're not afraid she'll come and collect the second time, because the Yoshim are going to have a receipt saying they're already paid. Fight to Omalei Mark Shisha Brei the Rav Chizda, the Rav Ashi. Almona min erusin minola the yisla ksuba. How b'chlal do you know this yisoid that an almona, if the wife died after they only had erusin, they did not make nesuin yet? How b'chlal do you know that she gets nesuin, that she gets the ksuba? So Rashi learns the shaila is the yisla ksuba b'tanai beznim lekosav lo. Avad, if they write a ksuba pshita, they wrote it up. Well, what's going to be in a case where they did not write up the ksuba? So saying that the loch is called the tanai ksuba. How do you know there's such a loch, even though you don't write it up, it's chal, it's there, with a tanai of Bezdin-like, even by an amonim and erison. Elaine, if you want to tell me, mehor from this halacha, nisar malor nisgar, so we have before, she comes in amona, or she received a get, bein min erison, bein min anasuyin, goy vesakul. She has a right to collect everything. Rashi ikka v'tesefes, says what she has a right to collect everything. Salmon is gash and beminessin beminess bena suin goivis girl. Zai the ikarak suba, zai the tesefus suba, she collects it. So you see the equivalent says in the Sarma law, even Minerison, she has the right to collect everything. Fred the Gemara, what's the rai over there? Duma the cost of law. Maybe they were talking about when they wrote up a ksuba. We're asking the question, how do you know when they didn't write up a ksuba? That at the Tanai Bezdin, the ksuba takes effect even though they did not write it. Maybe over here they wrote it up. The chitaim, if you want to ask me, cost of law, my lamerim, if they wrote up the ksuba, what's the chidish here, pshita? I'll tell you no. It's lafuk when the rabbi of Ben Azariah. The yomash, like cost of law, ela, amanashu, kainza. That we had before, rabbi of Ben Azariah, shita is, that even though you write up a ksuba, but you don't mean to give over the taisefas ksuba unless you have nesuyin. When does the father of the father-in-law want to give the present over to the chosen? Only when his daughter has nesuyin with him and they live together, then he wants to give over the tesefes. But before they have nesuyin, they don't give over the tesefes. So that's the chiddush in the Tanna Kamma, that no, even when Erosin healed, still they collect the tesefes ksuba. But maybe it's only where the ksuba was written up, but if it was not written up, maybe there's no Tanai Bezdin. And I'll tell you, Deikonami, I have a proof of this. Tiktoni says over here, Goyver Sakoil, they collect everything. What does everything mean? Mashmi, even the extra that was written up. Iyamrit Bishleim with the cost of law, Mishumachi Goyver Sakoil, that's why they collect everything. There's something more than the Ikra Ksuba. Eli Yamrit Le Kost of law, we're talking about a case where they did not write up the Ksuba. So my Goyver Sakoil, what do you mean she collects everything? What's everything here? If there's a Tanai Bezdin, that's Pshita. In the case you don't write up a ksuba, even if you want to say it's a Tanai Bezdin, it automatically it's a ksuba, it's only the 100 or 200, not more than that. So what do you mean they collect everything? For the Gemara Mono Masai Mudi Yisle, there's only 1 or 200, there's nothing more. Elamai, Sarai, with Toma here, they wrote it down. So therefore there's no proof to our Shiloh if it's a Tanai Bezdin or not, by an Amonim and Erison. So Mar says, Ella, I'll bring a proof from here. The Elam of the Tanai Reb Chiyah Baravim. Ishta Yerusa, your wife is Narusa. Layonim, when she died, there's no din aninus, loy metamala, kain can't bury her, loy, kain hilo ines, loy metamala, loy. Same thing, when he dies, she's not mechuyah to be an onion for him. Mesa, if she dies, ain't a yasha, the husband, if only an erison is not Yasha's wife. Mesu, when she dies, goy the ksuba, so she collects the ksuba, so you see, klon amon, collects the ksuba. Again, Dilma the Kosovo, maybe they wrote the Ksuba here. The Chitayim Mikosla Malamem, what's the Chiddush that they wrote up the Ksuba? I'll tell you, Mesa in the Yosh Yitzvachle, that's the Chiddush. That if she dies, he does not Yashin, that's the Chiddush. But as far as the Ksuba goes, there's no Chiddush. Omele Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Lerav Diyom Aget, Gavrik, according to some who we don't have a proof. We don't have a raya for that halacha, that an Amonim in Erisin, if there's such a din of a Tanai Ksuba, even though you don't write it up, it's like it's there. Now, Omele Rav Nachman Rav Huna, the Rav, according to Rav, the Yom HaGet. Goyver Iker, if there's a get, then you collect the Iker. Leichesh, let's be afraid, Dilma Mafgita by Bedina or Gviya. Vod Mafgita Bedina Achrin or Gviya. She'll collect up the get, she'll collect twice with the get. The Chitay, maybe you tell me, Pasha, the Karinan lay. We rip off the get. Omra, no, we can't rip off the get for her. Because she's going to say, Vinan Lasubebe, I want to get married later on. The Karinan, so how could you rip off my get? In order for me to get married, I have to have a proof that I have a get. So, Khuru, we don't rip off the get, so keep on collecting the money. The Torah says, no, the Karinan lay, we rip off the get. The Kasvinan Agve Gita. We write down like this. We write down a new star that we collected, Desdin got the get. Dinan, the Karuna, when we ripped it up. Lav Mishum the Gita Psulu, not because the get was possible. El Dloit the head, the Vatigva Bezim Nachrina. We don't want it to collect the second time. According to Rav, every time a wife has a get, even though she needs the get for proof to get married a second time, so when she goes to Bezin now to collect the money, L'chura Washe can't use it a second time. That's the Gemara's Teretz. No, when she uses the get to collect the Ksuba, Bezin rips it up now to stop her from using it a second time to collect. How is she going to prove then that she received the get to get married a second time? That's a terrorist that we write her up a new star saying that us Bezdin saw the way this wife received the get, and the get was kosher, and the reason why we ripped it up is only because she collected the ksuba. So Mela, she can't collect ksuba a second time. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding on less Mishnah daf pei tes on the base on the bottom. The Mishnah says shnei gitim or shnei ksubos. If an isha comes to Bezdin to complain against her ex-husband, showing that she has 2 gitim, in other words, she was divorced twice. That means in between they remarried and then she received the second get or shtei ksubos. She also has 2 different ksubos, and one was written before the first get, and the second one was written before the second get. So the locher is Goyvish Teiksubis. Then she has now a right to collect 2 times, since when the husband remarried her, he wrote up a second Ksuba, so he meant to be Mechayiv himself a second time, so now he has to pay 2 Ksubis. But what about Teiksubis or Get Echad? Anisha now only has 1 Get. She was only divorced once, but there were 2 Ksubis, as the husband wrote her twice, 2 times the Ksuba. So locher is she only receives 1 of them. Oy ksuba u shnei gitin. Let's say she has 2 gets.
In other words, she was divorced once, then they remarried, and she received the get a second time. But she only has one ksuba from the first time, or else another case is ksuba uget umisa. Let's say true, she has a ksuba from the first time she was married, and then she received the get, and then they remarried, and now the husband died. So the chura now she has two reasons to collect the ksuba. First of all, she received the get, and secondly, after she remarried, now the husband died. So she has a second reason, the chura, she wants to collect two ksubas. The halacha of the Mishnah says is no, but ain't a goyve ela ksubachas. She only has the right to collect one ksuba. And the reason is why, shaha megaris es ishtoi v'hechzira, in a case where a man gave his wife a get, and now he remarries her back, the halacha is if he does not write a second ksuba, al menas ksuba harishayna machzira. As we're talking about where he did not pay her the ksuba in between, first he gave her a get, and then right away, a while later, before he paid her the first ksuba, he remarried her. So as far as when he remarries her now, he has the first ksuba now. In other words, she's giving up the right to collect the first ksuba, and the ksuba is on herself now, that for the second marriage now, if he gives her a get, or if he dies, he's going to have to pay her that ksuba. Shamagara says, Sishta v'chzira al-manas ksuba harishayna machzira. Therefore, she only receives one ksuba. The only time she receives two ksubas, that's the first part of the Mishnah, where the husband wrote her two separate ksubas. So then, when he remarried her, he did not remarry her al-manas, the first ksuba, but since he wrote her up a second one, there we see clearly he wants to be mechayev himself a second ksuba. Now the Mishnah says, but in the case where she only has one get, and she has two ksubas. In other words, they're only married once, but the husband wrote her up two ksubas, so it says she only collects one. But the Gemara's medayik mashmi boi b'hai gviya, I boi b'hai gviya. Mashmi, whichever one of the two she wants to use, she could collect. So the chura leima to have a tiyus for the Rav Nachman. The chura, this should be a kashif on Rav Nachman. O mashmuel, the yomer Rav Nachman o mashmuel, because Rav Nachman said over the name of Shmuel, that shnei shtoris hayoytzim b'zeh achazeh. The person has two shtoris, the exact same chayif or lakir. The isha has two ksubis. One was written after the other one. The same thing, the same chayif, and they're only married once here, and she has two ksubas. So Nachman says the svari is that bitul sheni yeserishon. The fact he wrote the second one, what he meant to do is bimavatul, make the first one not usable. Says so. Why is the Mishnah mashma? She could collect whichever one she wants. Why is that true? The chur she should only be able to collect the second ksuba, not the first ksuba. The difference is when does she monai from mishabodim? Does he collect Mishabodim from the Zman, the date of the first Ksuba, or from the date of the second Ksuba? So Churish Yimashma, according to Rav Nachman, she can only collect from the second Ksuba. And why is the Mishnah Mashma know whichever one she wants she could use? So Morin says, Lavit Mullah, didn't we learn on this already? That's Omer Rav Papa. Umaydi Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman agrees, the Yosef Beidiklo Letaisvis Kosway. That in the second shtar, when the second ksuba writes, he adds a little bit more, even one more palm tree more than it said in the first shtar, so he does not mean to be mevatel, to take away the first shtar, he only means to add a second one. In other words, he's giving her a choice. If she wants to use the first ksuba, she could collect it from the siman of that ksuba, even though it's less there. And if she wants to, she could use the second ksuba, even though the siman is a later siman, but she'll get more, she'll get a tesis. So that's why he wrote the second ksuba. So Hochinam, I tell you here now, Mishnah also the same thing. B'daisef lo, we're talking about he added more into the second ksuba than there was the first ksuba. Since he added more to the second ksuba than the first ksuba, therefore we say what he meant to do is, he meant to give her a choice, whichever one of the two ksubas she wants to use, she could use. Tana Rabbanu, we're going to the Braisa like this. Hoitzi yoket uksuba misa. Let's say Nisha comes to Bezda now, that she wants to collect two ksubas. She has two reasons. First of all, she has a get, so because of that, she has a right to accept to receive a ksuba. And then they were remarried, and now her husband died, so she has a second reason to collect a ksuba because the husband died. So Gemara says like this: Im get.